Glenn Medeiros is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix with Zach East and the coffee talk you deserve, courtesy of Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is National Chicken Dance Day. Yes, it's also National Decency Day, so please be decent. It's also Shades Day, which I'm not sure if that's referring to glasses, sunglasses, or shades on a window. Did the pandemic change you? A new survey by Oracle found that 86% of respondents said the pandemic changed their personalities for the better. Becoming more conscientious and open to new experiences were the most common personality changes, followed by being more agreeable. Not sure they needed a study to prove this, but it turns out that booze is an icebreaker that brings people closer together. Researchers from the University of Illinois found that when people were drinking, they got closer in physical proximity to others, including strangers. Speaking of drinking, now you can get your White Claw vacation going before you even get to your destination. Starting June 1st, United Airlines will offer White Claw hard seltzers for purchase on flights that are over 2 hours. Speaking of hard seltzer, if a pickled-flavored hard seltzer has been missing from your life somehow, boy, do I have a dill for you. Brewmate is introducing Afternoon Delight Hard Pickle Seltzer. Those seltzers will hit shelves this summer, but if you want to stay up to date, you can join the VI Pickle list at crookedbrew.com. And I think we all know it's not a good way to start your day by hitting the snooze button a bunch of times, but even hitting it twice can apparently be a problem. According to a new study, if you stay in bed for just 14 minutes after your alarm goes off for the first time, it throws off your entire day. And since most snooze buttons give you 9 minutes of peace until the alarm goes off again, that means if you hit it twice, you've already screwed up your day. The study also found that the day when people hate waking up the most is Monday. Tuesday came in second place, by the way. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.